Expect a low 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy. High 88.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
Well, it's Tuesday afternoon already again, Dan, and we've got another Tuesday hour of all the insurance information that you can handle and more, and of course all the answers with Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, it's yours.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much, and good afternoon, Jacksonville. AJ, what's the number that people can call in if they have a question?
904-831-0600. Once again, here in Jacksonville, that's 831-0600.
All right. So there you go. So we have got a fun-filled hour coming up here. We are definitely going to be talking about insurance. There's a lot of things that are happening. So we are in the month of September. In October, we will have the annual enrollment window or period for Medicare, so that people who are over the age of 65 can choose a different Medicare insurance plan if they're not happy with the one they're in. And then shortly after that, starting November 1st, will become the open enrollment window for healthcare for people who are under the age of 65 to be able to choose a new plan for the 2020 year. And there's a lot of big changes. So we're going to kind of go over some of those changes that you're going to be able to see a little bit more right now. I think this week we're going to go with the with people who are going to be turning, who are not 65 yet. We're not going to deal with the Medicare stuff, typically because October 1st is really the first day you're technically allowed to talk about Medicare with seniors. I don't want anybody to think that I'm kind of breaking the rules here or kind of pushing the envelope. So,
and that window opens October 15th?
That's correct. October 1st, you can start talking about it. October 15th, you can start making changes to your plan. And then it all shuts down December 7th.
Right. So you have that window for the next year, because if you do nothing, you're still with the same company.
That's exactly right. So if you weren't happy with the plan you're on, now's the time to start thinking about what you might want to do for the new year. Now there is one little thing I can say, and that is that here in Duval County, there is an HMO that has a 5-star rating.
Mm-hmm.
And because that plan has a 5-star rating, there's a special enrollment that you can use to get out of whatever plan you're in and go to this 5-star plan.
And that's no matter what time of the year it is?
No matter what time of the year.
And that's one company, 5 stars.
That's right.
5-star rating.
It's the best star rating that Medicare can give a plan, 5 stars. And we'll see if that plan gets to keep it for next year. But for this year, it's a 5-star rating, and you can switch people over into it at any time. So if you have some questions, if you're currently really not happy with your insurance plan, if you're on Medicare, then you can always reach out to us here on the air, 831-0600, or you can reach out to me privately at 904-731-3900 at Thomas and Associates, or you can go to healthinsurancethomas.com, go to the Contact Us page, and find my name, Dan the Insurance Man, and click the email link and shoot me an email. Be happy to reach back out to you at that point and answer all your questions.
Very good information. Very good. And something tells me it might be a very well-known company.
It will. Yep, it is. It's a very well-known company in the state of Florida.
Just guessing.
So, But you know, in what's known as the under 65 space, which is basically the Affordable Care Act for just individual health insurance, there are some big changes that are going to be coming for the new year. One of the biggest changes is of course that there is no penalty now for not buying a health insurance plan. So that's pretty big. You don't have to buy an insurance plan if you don't want to, and you're not penalized on your taxes for it anymore. Here's an interesting little statistic. If you look at strictly the counties that make up the Florida Panhandle, and you take it all the way west, so basically from Escambia County in the west all the way to, say, Duval County here in the east, there are about 1.1 million people who are uninsured in the Panhandle. And if you go the entire state of Florida, you're looking at probably close to 3, maybe even 4 million people who are currently uninsured, because they think they cannot afford insurance, health insurance. The truth is that the Affordable Care Act helps pay for the some of the premiums, and depending on the county you're in, you could qualify for what's known as a zero premium plan. It means you don't pay any premium every month. It's basically a zero premium. And so that's something that we're going to be talking about later on in this in the hour. And then, of course, you know, the hurricane has passed. You know, we had some claims, but nothing to speak of, thank goodness. But that's another important point. You know, there's now another tropical storm that's starting to build off of the African coast. And so that's something that the Weather Service is now looking at.
Yeah, we'll be looking at a few more, because today actually is the peak day of the hurricane season.
Is it really? 10th.
If you looked at a graph and you look at your weather when you go home tonight on the television, they'll probably point it out again.
Well, that's really interesting. I did not know
statistically, that. Anyway.
Statistically. So, you know, so here's the important thing. The hurricane has passed. We all dodged a bullet. So if you're wanting to make changes to your homeowner's policy, now is the time to do it when there is nothing on the horizon. If you want to get flood insurance, now is the time to do it when there is nothing in the horizon. Bear in mind that your flood insurance is if you go through the National Flood Program, which is part of FEMA, which is administered by FEMA, you have a 30-day elimination period or a 30-day window before the flood insurance actually starts protecting you. So, again, if you're going to get a flood insurance policy through FEMA, you want to get it now when there's nothing on the horizon. From a storm perspective, so that you've got that full 30 days without having to worry about anything. So that is the important part. AJ held up a little 2-minute warning here, so we're gonna keep on talking.
Shortly again, to be 1 minute.
Okay.
Coming up in about 4 seconds.
So again, now's the time to get your flood insurance if you didn't get a chance to do it before. And now is the chance to make changes to your homeowner's policy, especially if you want to increase your coverage limits or anything like that, because now there is no storm on the horizon, and you can pick up those changes without any type of restrictions. So, you know, again, very important. No storm. Time to be able to execute those changes that you weren't able to before the storm. So I got 30 seconds, some music in the background.
Well, boy, we did dodge that bullet, though. What a blessing that was. But it might make you want to think about making some adjustments to your homeowner's insurance, because that's not a good feeling, thinking about losing your abode. You know what I mean? So, yeah. We'll be back with Dan right here in a couple seconds. Dan, the insurance man.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
It's faith, family, and football with the Jacksonville Jaguars Thursday night, September 19th. NFL Hall of Famer and NASCAR owner Joe Gibbs brings his Game Plan for Life ministry with a special event before the game that night. Please make your plans to come be inspired at Daly's Place. Then go enjoy the game. Special ticket prices start at $35 to go to the Game Plan for Life event and the game. Get details at WBOB.com.
I'm Kim, and my drinking problem started when I was 13 years old. I started drinking to escape the sexual abuse I had experienced. I don't feel like I had anyone there for me. I spent some 30-odd years struggling with alcoholism before coming to City Rescue Mission. For the first time, I feel like I have people who truly care about me, truly listen to the heartaches, and love you back to help. I grew in my faith. God is teaching me how to feel and how to love. To anyone out there struggling, it's never too late to get help.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. The summer months here in Jacksonville are especially brutal for our homeless neighbors and friends struggling on the streets. Would you consider helping us transform lives? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation to help others who are hungry, homeless, and addicted.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
If you have any insurance questions on today's topic or any topic, Dan, the Insurance Man is here live and direct in Jacksonville to answer your questions at 904-831-0600. Now back to Dan, the Insurance Man.
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. All right, Jacksonville, welcome back. So, you know, we were talking about homeowners insurance and the fact that we dodged a bullet with Hurricane Dorian. And I kind of want to impress the importance of making any changes to your policy now when there's nothing on the horizon. And that is because prior to the hurricane and prior to the insurance companies basically saying, hey, we're putting a moratorium and you're not allowed to bind and start any more policies until after the hurricane passes, right up until a couple of days before, there were only one or two, maybe three insurance companies that were still allowing us to bind policies and start. But all of these companies were doing the same thing, and they were requiring that if they were going to start the policy, they would not. You had to get the highest hurricane deductible, 10%. On your policy, and you had to get the highest deductible for all other perils as well. So you had to buy the plan with the highest deductible. Now, of course, that provided you with a lower premium, But it also, but basically, it was also designed to protect the insurance company to not have to pay out much in the form of a claim if one came about. So, you know, which leaves you, the insured, kind of on the hook for, you know, a 10% deductible on hurricanes and you know, upwards of a $2,500 or a $5,000 deductible for every other thing that can happen to the home. So when you kind of take that into account, that's why I say it's very important that now that there's nothing on the horizon as far as storms, that you get a that you make any changes to your homeowner's policy. The other thing that's important is you know, build a hurricane kit now when there aren't long lines at the store. You know, bottled water is good for a long time. You know, so it's always good to go out and buy, you know, 2-3 cases of bottled water and just keep it rotating in your house. But you know, here during hurricane season, there's no reason not to have, you know, 2-3 cases on hand just in case that you don't get to the store or there's a shortage or a run on water. The other thing that's important, it's one of the things I do. You know, I go out and I get sandbags now when I don't need them, and I have them staged in my backyard on a little area of the deck. And you know, once hurricane season passes, I get rid of them because I don't need them until next year. So I end up using the sand for the yard. I keep the bags, and then next year I go and I fill them up with sand again, and I have them ready just in case something happens and I need sandbags for the house. So you know, get just little tips and tricks. Always make sure that you have a radio that is for your hurricane kit. Have a radio that's of course battery powered, and I have two radios that are hand cranked, so I can charge them by just cranking the little handle, and that gives me a 5-10 minute charge, enough to be able to listen to the weather to see if there's anything I need to know, and I can just keep turning the little handle and keep the radio going for 10-15 minutes at a time. So just something that you should think about. It's a great way because you never know when you're going to need when your batteries run out of power or when you don't have enough. So, kind of touched on that. We kind of touched a little bit on Medicare. Again, October 1st is when we can start talking about it in full, and then October 15th is when you can actually start making changes to your Medicare plan. And then November 1st is when you can start enrolling into your new health insurance plans. And then November 1st is when everything will start showing up on like healthcare.gov. All those new plans will start showing up at that point in time. Probably, well, you know, it, maybe in another 30 days, maybe around October, the plans will start kind of kicking in, and you'll be able to kind of see them ahead of time, so that you can make decisions for November 1. There have been a lot of changes in the market. There are some new companies that have come into the state of Florida. There are some companies that have expanded the number of counties that they're going to be available in. So it's starting to bring some competition back into the state. Here's the other thing. One of the big insurance companies that left the state of Florida from a subsidized health plan perspective is actually coming back for the 2020 year. So that's kind of new and exciting. It's actually starting to put a little bit of competition into the market, and it's actually starting to create a situation where we're going to maybe see some insurance companies starting to compete on price. And so that's going to be very exciting for 2020. There's going to be a few more companies that are doing business in the state. and some changes in the hopefully in the pricing strategy. I know that Florida Blue is going to be having a rate decrease, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida. They're going to be having a rate decrease. I'm not allowed to say what it is yet, but I will as soon as I'm allowed to say it publicly. I certainly will. But I can tease you with the fact that Florida Blue is having a statewide decrease. So that's exciting news. It's very rare that we see decreases in the Affordable Care Act. It's typically been very, year after year, there's just been increase after increase. And this year, we're starting to see a little bit of a rollback. So very exciting and very positive news that you're going to be seeing here in the new year.
That's a real good thing.
Yeah.
Since it's supposed to be the Affordable Care Act. Maybe
yep.
being a little and, more affordable.
And things are going to be getting a little bit more affordable. There's based on the new pricing strategies that are coming in. I can tell you that in at least half the counties, there's going to be an opportunity, at least in half of the 67 or almost half of the 67 counties that make up the state of Florida. You are going to have the opportunity, depending on the county you live in and your income and household size, there's going to be the opportunity to get a zero cost plan. So that means a zero monthly premium. You won't have to make a monthly premium for your health insurance.
Wow.
So another pretty exciting thing that's going to be happening here in 2020. When you think about it, AJ, would you believe that in Duval County, about 24% of the population of Duval County is uninsured?
This is 24% of the entire population or the adult population?
Of the population of Duval County.
Wow.
24% of it is uninsured, and people that are under the age of 65. Because once you get to 65, you can go on Medicare, so you have insurance all the time when you're on Medicare.
And Duval County is about 900,000 people, so you got to figure that's over 200,000 persons.
That's correct. Wow, that is correct, and they don't realize, and of the people here in Duval County, they do not realize how affordable a health insurance plan can be for them. So if you know somebody who says, I don't have insurance, or says, or you know, doesn't have health insurance, don't let them think that they can't have health insurance. They probably can. It's probably a very affordable option for them. Have them reach out. You can either call here on the, get them to call in and ask me some questions. 831, AJ, what's that number again?
831-0600. That's 831-0600.
Right. Or you can have them reach out to me off the air at 904-730-3900. I'm getting all tongue-tied with my numbers this afternoon. Again, that's 904-730-3900. And that's for Thomas & Associates, which is where I work. Monday through Fridays. I hear the music, so that's 1 minute.
Yeah.
And your family, your friends, the people that you go to church with, I know that you know somebody. I know that all of you out there listening know somebody who thinks that they cannot afford health insurance. And I want you to know that they are wrong. And they should reach out to me so I can answer their questions. And I can point them in the right direction, and I can help them.
Why don't you give that number again where they can reach you, Dan, off air?
Off air, you can reach me at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. Or go to healthinsurancethomas.com, go to the Contact Us page, and find my name, Dan, and click the little link and send me an email.
We'll be right back with Dan Dan, the Insurance Man, with lots more, all right here, Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Israeli military says it has intercepted two rockets launched from the Gaza Strip towards the southern city of Ashdod. The rocket fire interrupted a Likud party campaign rally where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking. After being taken away by security guards, Netanyahu returned minutes later and continued addressing the crowd. No injuries were reported. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket launches. President Trump has abruptly forced out John Bolton, the national security advisor with whom he had strong disagreements on Iran, Afghanistan, and a cascade of other global challenges. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 73 points to close at 26,909. The Nasdaq, however, dropped by 3 points. The S&P up a fraction. Oil up slightly by 7 cents to $57.92 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. An arrest in Arizona could close a murder case. The JSO announced yesterday that Cleo Bentley is charged with killing 16-year-old Diego Perez in a shooting back in December. They say when Bentley was arrested in Arizona 3 months ago for armed robbery, a test of his gun came up as a match for the bullets found at the scene of the shooting on Old Bay Meadows Road. The gun was found to have been stolen 2 years ago. Consumer confidence is dropping in the Sunshine State. The Florida Consumer Sentiment Index went down almost 7 points last month, according to the University of Florida. Both factors, personal financial situation and expectations of future economic conditions, declined. The drop is the biggest seen in over 4 years. And the amount of people being diagnosed with hepatitis continues to rise. 49 new cases were reported just last week. That brings the total cases for this year to almost 2,500. That's Jacksonville. Radio News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Major delays on the West Beltway because of an accident 295 southbound at the exit at US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard, blocking two right lanes. Also, there's a broken down vehicle in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound before State Road 16, and another one in Nassau County, I-95 southbound there before State Road 200. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 74. Wednesday, mostly sunny and breezy, high 88.
Congratulations to Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island for winning the Best of Clay top spot in the health food category. Grassroots Natural Market, providing families in Clay County with the finest selection of fresh, nutritious foods available. Foods that are free from pesticides, hormones, and artificial preservatives. Grassroots offers a wide variety of gluten-free and wheat-free items, as well as a large selection of vitamins, herbs, and CBD oils. Grassroots Natural Market, they're on the East-West Parkway next to the Fleming Island Theater. Call 541-0009. That's 541-0009.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Tuesday afternoons means insurance information, and Dan, the Insurance Man, well, he's got lots of good stuff for you. Dan?
Hey, AJ, thanks so much, and welcome back, Jacksonville. We are on the, I guess, the third segment of the show, right?
Already.
Yeah.
The last half hour.
So, you know, again, we've been talking about all the, you know, some of the different types of insurance, homeowners, flood, a little bit of Medicare, a little bit about health insurance in general. You know, some of the other things that I want to talk about. People, you know, I guess here's the thing that we need to take into account, that pets are a big part of our culture today. I think even more so than when I was growing up, when I was a child, because back then, it didn't cost an arm and a leg to take your dog or your cat to the vet. I remember going with my dad and taking the dog to the vet, and it was a very modest charge to get things fixed. You know, I can remember $30, $35, you know, $50 or $100 was considered a very, very expensive vet bill. And now I take one of my dogs to the vet, and now my normal charge for just a routine type visit is like $100 or $125. So the cost of taking care of your pet has increased dramatically. So, you know, a type of insurance that you can get is pet insurance. And let me tell you, it is, for the cost of pet insurance, it will protect your pet from anything that is unforeseen and expensive. Again, you know, I'm not worried about paying the vet $100 or $125 to take my dog in for a routine checkup, make sure she's doing okay. But if God forbid, you know, she got hit by a car, or she got bit by a snake, and I was going to have really huge, expensive vet bills, or she got diagnosed with cancer, and having to go through cancer treatments for a dog, that can run into the thousands of dollars. It could be $10,000, maybe even $20,000 to go through a treatment plan for a dog that's diagnosed with a serious illness. And I'm going to tell you right now that the cost that I pay for my pet insurance for my dog is about $50 a month. It's actually a little bit less. It's like $48 and 90 something cents. So it's not even $50 a month. And I put a moderate deductible on it, $500. And I have unlimited. It's unlimited. There is no cap on the charges. And then I'm comfortable paying about 10% of the vet bill. So it's a 90-10. So it means that the insurance company will pay 90% of the charges to the veterinarian, and I cover 10%. So if it was a $10,000 bill, you know, I would pay $1,000 of that $10,000, plus I'd have a $500 deductible as well. So my out-of-pocket would be about $1,500, and the insurance company would cover the rest. All of that for $48 a month. I think it's a fantastic, bargain. I get to protect a member of my family that's very important to me. I am certain that your pets are very important and are meaningful members of your family, and you would want them protected as well. So getting pet insurance is a good option so that you can protect yourself from anything that's unforeseen and catastrophic. Again, it's not like regular health insurance for a person. You don't get co-pays when you go to the veterinarian or anything like that. But for something catastrophic that happens, You can protect yourself financially, and you can protect your pet, and make sure that that whatever treatment plan is needed, the money is there to cover everything. And then the other nice thing about it is that the company I deal with will be more than happy to make arrangements with the veterinarian, where the veterinarian supplies the bill, and then they will cut the check direct to the veterinarian, less whatever your responsibilities are. So that's the other nice thing, is I don't actually have to pay the bill, send the receipt in, get reimbursed from the insurance company. I can call the insurance company. They will verify with my vet. My vet will say, yes, I'm happy to accept the payment. The vet will send an invoice to the insurance company, and the insurance company will knock off my $500 deductible and then my 10% coinsurance, and they'll pay my vet in one lump sum, and my vet will come to me and say, well, I need the other $1,500. So how easy? Easy peasy. Just super easy. And again, it protects your four-legged family member, and make sure that everybody in your household is protected. Another insurance that I think is important for people to have is an accident plan. And if you're wondering, well, what is an accident plan exactly? Well, I'll tell you, an accident plan is a plan that covers you in the event of accidents or unforeseen hospitalization. There's a company, a very well-known company. Their commercials are actually pretty comical sometimes. And they don't sponsor the show, so I'm not going to say their name. But I will tell you that their commercials have a duck in it. So, you know, but there's a lot of companies that do the what's known as an accident or an accident plan, which will protect you. So, you know, what does it do exactly? How does it protect you? Well, you know, I'm going to give you a real world example. I have a client, this past year, their son, had a motorcycle accident and, ended up having to go into the hospital, had a broken hip, a dislocated shoulder, of course, bruises and scrapes. I think he had broken an arm in there as well. Had lacerated his liver. So it was a pretty bad accident. Thankfully, he pulled through. He's doing well today. But they had a high deductible plan, about a $6,000 deductible or so. And the question was, is, you know, so what did the accident plan do? Well, as soon as the accident happened, they called me. I got them the claim forms. We started putting we started filling out the claims forms. And what did we determine? Well, by the time we figured out the emergency room claim, the fact that he was admitted into the hospital and got to and had a lump sum benefit of $1,500 for being admitted into the hospital, and then started figuring out, oh, well, 6 days in ICU, or rather, 4 days in ICU and then 6 days in the hospital. By the time we totaled up all of those individual claims that they could, they received a total benefit amount of about $10,400. So their deductible was $6,000. They got $10,400 to because of the extent of the injuries, the hospitalization, some ICU, the ambulance transportation, all of that. So they were able to pay all of their bills for the accident, and they still had money left over, because they had met their out-of-pocket maximum on the plan for their son. And so after they had met that out-of-pocket maximum, the plan covered their son at 100%.
Wow.
So
that's excellent.
Excellent. So again, you know, an accident plan is a great opportunity. Accident plans are not expensive. You can cover a family of four for about $33 a month. So if you have a question about it, give us a call on the air, 831-0600, or reach out to me off the air if you're a little on the shy side, and you can do that at 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates, or go to healthinsurancethomas.com and click on the link, contact us, and then find me, Dan, and click on the link to shoot me an email I'll be happy to reach out to you and answer your questions. Again, make sure that you're pointed in the right direction. So a little bit, how much time do we have left, AJ?
About 10 seconds here.
10 seconds.
So I'll just give you a number. Yeah? Want me to give a number one more time?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, give a call to Dan. We have about 15 more minutes here.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Tax problems can be extremely stressful and cause financial devastation. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville to be your personal advocate and resolve your IRS or state sales tax issues. J. David Tax Law focuses on your needs and case outcomes. Don't be fooled by out-of-town tax companies that focus only on signing you up without even working with an attorney. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. If you have federal or state sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, have a sit-down with J. David Tax Law and get the help you need. Never trust your tax situation to anyone you can't walk in and look in the eye. Call J. David Tax Law for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, September 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Sunday, September 15th at 10 a.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers Market in the Town Hall Park at the corner of Park and Kingsley in Orange Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Well, I tell you what, Dan, this hour goes by quickly. There's no doubt about that. We're in our last segment here, so you still have time if you're listening. Wherever you are, you can call 904-831-0600 with any insurance question you might have, and Dan will give you all the information he has. All right, Dan?
All right, AJ, and welcome back, Jacksonville. So, you know, we were we're talking about the various types of insurances that that you can get that I think are important for everybody. Another important type of insurance to me is a critical illness policy. Back in the day, and they're still, in a way, they're still called this as well. They're also known as cancer policies. Although they're much more, they protect you for much more than just cancer. So it's a critical illness is if you get diagnosed with, say, cancer, it will pay you out a lump sum benefit so that you can pay bills off, things like that. But it's not just cancer. So it's if you have cancer, a heart attack, a stroke, you end up having like end stage renal disease. If you're diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, a major organ transplant surgery, these are all things that will pay the benefit. And there's other things that are in there that will pay a lesser amount of the benefit. And these plans you can get, they pay up to $50,000, and you can also get it so that it pays, up to two or even three times of the benefit amounts. So you could be diagnosed with cancer three times and still be able to file a claim on each of those three occasions. So it's a great plan to have. It's protective, especially if your family has a history of cancer. These plans come in handy. I've had more than one client actually come back and thank me that I recommended the plan and helped them get it when all of a sudden they're diagnosed with cancer and they have to go through chemotherapy and they have to stop working and they don't know where their income is going to come from. And then all of a sudden I let them know, hey, don't forget you have the cancer, the critical illness or the cancer policy. And they file a claim and they get a $50,000 lump sum benefit, which keeps the household going while they are going through medical treatments and everything. So, you got to take into account, again, it's not an expensive insurance when you consider what it's protecting you for. It's the what ifs. You know, what if this happens? Well, you have something that you can pull out to protect yourself and your family from financial ruin. That's the same thing as with all types of insurance. It is a what if. What if something happens? Well, what if something happens, you've got something that's going to protect you and keep you from having some financial ruin and keeping your family hale and whole and safe. So, you know, it's one of those things that you always should consider. Same thing, with your retirement. You should have something set aside for your retirement. As best as you can. It's not perfect. I realize that. And some people say, well, I don't know. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to put money into a retirement program and protect my family at the same time. Well, guess what? You can actually do everything with life insurance. Is it the perfect solution? No, it's not. But I have helped people that have saved a lifetime of retirement income by using a life insurance policy. And I'm not saying you don't have to be ultimately a young person. I mean, this you could be 40, 45 years old. You can put money into a life insurance policy for 20 years and you can come out and then stop putting money into it. And then when you're ready for retirement, you can draw that cash value out. You put money in for 20 years, you can draw money out for 20 years, 25 years, and have a very tidy sum of money to basically supplement your income and provide you some additional monies and give you comfort and financial peace of mind. So again, if you have questions on anything that I'm bringing up, feel free to reach out to me off the air at 904-730-3900 at Thomas & Associates. Or if you want to reach me here on the air here on this last segment, you can do that at 904-831-0600. So again, here on the air, give me a call, ask me a question, 831-0600. Or again, off the air, 904-730-3900. Or you can go to healthinsurancethomas.com, go to the Contact Us page, find me, Dan, and click that link and shoot me an email with your question, and I'm happy to reach back out to you and help you out and answer your questions and point you in the right direction. So what else can we talk about? AJ, what have I brought up that you have questions on? Because I know if you have a question, somebody out there has the same question.
Well, I just think that you've... pointed out some earlier stuff. Now people are tuning in. You talked about some of the health care situations coming up because it's going to be open enrollment for the seniors starting October 15th, right?
That's correct.
And that'll be if you're in Medicare 65 plus. Now, when is the window open for just the Advantage plan, the younger crowd?
Okay, so for the Affordable Care Act, if you're under the age of 65, that actually opens up November 1st mm-hmm. and goes through December 15th.
Right, so they both end around December 15th?
Medicare ends on December 7th.
Oh, okay, that's right. They have that, I guess, about a week earlier.
About a week earlier, that's okay. Exactly right.
All right, so, and there's going to be new information this year, and I think you had talked a little bit about it earlier this summer, but there's going to be some new situations there coming up with Medicare.
There are some new plans. Mm-hmm. There are some new companies. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's going to be some changes to the Medicare plans. I think some of them have gotten tremendously better. I can't wait till I can kind of start talking about them a little bit and getting the word out. Again, I'm not allowed to do it until at least October 1st.
So we've got about a half a month to wait here.
Yep. So about a half a month or so, give or take, and then I can start sharing that information.
So Apple beat you to the, new information. I guess they just opened up some new information about their new iPhones today. It was their big news conference.
Oh, really?
So there you go. They beat you to it. and the big thing that really was something that I think that seniors should know about if you're on Medicare is that if you're just displeased with your current program, there is apparently a 5-star company here in Duval County that you can actually switch to their plan if it would be advantageous to you at any time. Doesn't have to be in the open enrollment because they're so well regarded with that 5-star rating, right?
That is correct. That is correct. You're absolutely right. I should have brought that up again. I forgot. I totally forgot to.
Yeah, that's true. A real bonus. Maybe somebody's in a jam in their plan or they're just really unhappy. It's just not doing what they expected it to do. Then they have every right to investigate that.
Yep. And bear in mind that, when a Medicare plan is rated as a 5-star plan by Medicare, you're allowed to leave your current plan and go into this 5-star plan one time per year. So you're allowed to leave your plan at any time and go into the 5-star plan using a special enrollment mm-hmm. To be able to do that and take advantage of the 5-star plan, which is a great way of getting out of a plan that you think sucks and is not doing well by you, or you're not able to get the insurance company to approve any of the medical procedures or something like that.
Right. When those things happen, unfortunately, no matter what kind of plan it is, but sounds like a 5-star rating says something about their service now, doesn't it? And their plan information. So that's really good to know. What do you think's coming up next week? You have any plans coming up in Dan's mind about what we might be talking about insurance wise?
You know, I've got some insurance companies that are doing some things. So I'm going to see what changes they're making. And I'm actually going to be doing a training class on some boat insurance.
Oh,
so awesome. I'll probably be talking about boat insurance next week because I'll have this new great information that I'll be able to share on what's going on in the boating world.
So Dan will be sailing back into the studio